Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump is rapidly losing control of the situation. He just sent out a long Truth Social post personally attacking Russia's former president, Dmitry Medvedev, after Medvedev implied that Russia could potentially supply arms to Iran, only further escalating tensions in the Middle East. Donald Trump is very quickly losing control, not only of his domestic policy, where he's attacking Thomas Massie. He can't get this bill passed through the Senate, and trust me, we will talk about the bill, it's important, but he's also losing control of his foreign policy. He roped us into a war and is now beefing about nuclear arms. So just to lay the groundwork, this article reads, senior Russian official says Trump has started a new war on Iran that will strengthen Khamenei. Now, the thing is, Dmitry Medvedev, just for some backstory, served from 2008 to 2012 as the president of Russia. Putin became president in 2000 to 2008, but Russian law prevented him from serving more than two consecutive terms, so he endorsed Medvedev. Medvedev was like his puppet for 4 years, then Putin re-entered power in 2012. So this is referred to as a tan democracy. It's not real, it's authoritarian, and Putin is a dictator. A senior Russian official said on Sunday that the U.S. President Donald Trump has started a new war by attacking Iran that would only strengthen Tehran's leaders by consolidating society around supreme leader. The Kremlin, which has strategic partnerships with Iran and also maintains close links to Israel, has repeatedly said that if the U.S. strikes Iran, it would plunge the entire region into the abyss. Now, Medvedev said, quote, Trump, who came in as a peacemaker, has started a new war for the U.S., the deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, said, adding that, quote, with this kind of success, Trump won't win the Nobel Peace Prize. Iran's political regime has been preserved, and it's highly unlikely that it has become stronger, Medvedev said. The people are consolidating around the spiritual leadership, even those who do not sympathize with it. Medvedev also said that Iran's nuclear infrastructure did not appear to be affected by the U.S. strikes. President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly offered to mediate, but dude, mediate your own war. Russia's foreign ministry strongly condemned, quote, it is obvious that a dangerous escalation has begun, fraught with further undermining regional and global security. Now, what I want to say is that Donald Trump's response to comments by Medvedev, they were insane. Trump is clearly in absolute disbelief that Medvedev would even say this. And this comes after Trump having a crazy morning of saying, quote, everyone, keep the oil prices down. I'm watching. You're playing right into the hands of the enemy. Don't do it. He then said to the Department of Energy, drill, baby, drill. And I mean now, just pure panic. He then tweets out, Congressman Thomas Massie is not MAGA. He bumps that and says, get this bum out of office. And this brings us on to his post about Medvedev. He says, did I hear former President Medvedev from Russia casually throw around the N-word, nuclear, and I mean, it's just a dumb joke, and saying that he and other countries would supply nuclear warheads to Iran? Did he really say that, or is it just a figment of my imagination? If he did say that, and if confirmed, please let me know immediately. The N-word should not be treated so casually. I guess that's why Putin's the boss. By the way, if anyone thinks our hardware was great over the weekend, far and away the strongest and best equipment we have, 20 years over the advanced pack, is our nuclear submarines. They are the most powerful and lethal weapons ever built and just launched the 30 Tomahawks. All 30 hit their mark perfectly. So, in addition to our great fighter pilots, thank you to the captain and crew, which is like an implicit threat of nuclear warfare. I mean, here's the thing. If any of this happens, if Russia gives Iran nukes, if Trump continues to threaten Russia or like vaguely threaten them by saying how amazing our nuclear submarines are, things will escalate in a terrible way. I mean, this comes off the back of Russia's former president one more time saying countries are lining up to give Iran their nukes. Analysts are calling it a bluff. And here's the thing. This dude, Medvedev, is known for bluffing a lot. He bluffs a lot about nuclear stuff, about wars, but even his remarks just kind of mark a huge shift and breach of the global non-proliferation regime that we've had for a while. We've had a solid amount of non-proliferation. I mean, people don't nuke or threaten to nuke each other that much. But ever since Trump has taken office, especially over these past few weeks, we have Trump saying stuff about Russia, Russia escalating with Trump, Russia trying to get in with Iran, and Iran being struck by multiple countries. For the no new wars president, he's surely getting us into a mess that he clearly can't control. I mean, you guys see the panic in his tweets, right? Long, long posts that are very incoherent, and the ones that are coherent are just begging, I guess, oil companies to keep their oil prices down, or OPEC. Who's going to keep oil prices down? And who is Donald Trump watching? So the president, like Donald Trump, is trying to frame Medvedev as the one who's deranged and escalatory and who's losing his mind, but they clearly both are. They're clearly both losing their mind. You can't frame Medvedev's statements as reckless and dangerous when you're the one who tweets reckless and dangerous statements on an hourly basis. Kate from Kharkiv said, if Putin can't kill enough Ukrainians to convince Trump that Russia is the enemy, maybe Medvedev can babble enough nonsense to get the job done. Now, the president, the former president, Medvedev, is known as someone who just spews a lot of BS and a lot of nonsense. That's why Michael said, Medvedev once suggested Armageddon would commence if Ukraine hit Crimea. It hit Sakhy Air Base, took out half of the Black Sea Fleet's Naval Aviation Group in an hour. Russia denied it was even attacked and called it a smoking accident, and Medvedev deleted his Telegram post saying that Armageddon would commence. An absolute clown show, and this is who Trump is attacking. Trump doesn't care about Vladimir Putin's repeated authoritarian tactics, but he is now randomly attacking the Kremlin drunk. Either way, we're going to continue to build. It is a beautiful day out in Chicago. We are building the Mockler HQ in Chicago in a relentless way. We're going to add contributors, do live stream shows. I want you all to be a part of it. Let me know where you're watching from. If you live in Chicago in the Midwest, let me know. We are going to continue to relentlessly push, have a lot of Midwest voices in studio. Love you all. See you in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.